Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's do this. Take a mania. We do this every Friday at 9 o'clock. The worst takes of the week. Try to take down the champ. Right now, the champ is Adam Silver, who pinned Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp last week.
Ooh, it was tough, too.
That was tough. I think we could still play that Ocho and Shannon take just for entertainment
purposes.
I just
enjoy it. Yeah, it's an awful take, and yet I love them for it.
I do, too.
I don't look at it like they're idiots or anything. I just enjoy hearing that. I love that bad take.
It's done. We'll play it later in this segment. Okay. But for now, the champion is Adam Silver, who basically, when asked about, hey, these streaming services are getting awfully expensive for diehard NBA fans to watch games, Adam Silver said, well, you can watch highlights for free on social media.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport, you know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that is advertising-based that consumers can consume.
Hey, impoverished children, we're going to do something nice for you. We're going to go on a tour of the grocery store, and we'll walk right through the bakery. Mm-hmm. And you can smell all of the delicious bread and pastries and cakes. And you
free
can't
smells.
Eat them, but we'll let you enjoy that.
Yes.
And then we'll usher you back out to your waiting bus that needs repairs. Yes.
Free smells.
There you go.
That's what he told you.
We're good people.
You're getting free smells from the NBA.
Whatever, Adam Silver.
All right, so he's the champion.
He could use a cupcake himself, I'll tell you that much.
He's the champion.
Eat a rib bone every now and then.
Yeah, no kidding. So Adam Silver is the current champ. We'll see if anybody takes him down this week. Here was Shad Khan. We played this audio a little bit earlier, and I don't know if this is going to take him down, but it's just Shad Khan, kind of somewhat like annoying Shad Khan audio. Here's Shad Khan giving a game ball to Liam Cohen after the first win of the head coach's career.
This is what we envisioned in January, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's happening here in September. Gonna go on forever!
They lost 7 days later. 7 days after
forever!
That, they lost. Forever! I mean, it's a bad take because it's not going to go on forever.
As James Gladstone, the GM, the incredibly intelligent GM, just asked him.
Boundaries.
It says that boundaries are meant to be tested.
That's what Shad Khan's doing. He's like pushing the boundaries of the
boundaries
word forever.
Boundaries of forever and infinity.
Yeah.
Hey, James Gladstone is a guy who's like, everybody thinks infinity goes on and on forever. But what if it doesn't?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, here's my money. Take my money. Yes, yes, yes.
Man. So, I mean, it's not a great take.
It's not a great take. It's but, you know, pep talks or pep rallies, that's one of the things I kind of give people a pass on.
Yeah.
So, look, hey, did he get a big reaction from the crowd? He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. All right.
So, I don't,
Adam Silver kicks out, still the champ. All right. Now I know predictions and takes. We get into the semantics.
Yeah, predictions,
of that.
Same thing too. Like it's hard to predictions. It's hard to win with a prediction. So
it
I have to hear exactly what this prediction is based on.
Okay, so you're going to get a couple predictions here.
Yeah. A prediction would never make it just because it was the wrong prediction.
Right.
But if the reasoning behind it, you know, like a math
yes.
problem. If you get the right answer, but
methodology.
It's clear that it was just luck. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here was Rex Ryan. This is before last week's Bills-Jets game, which wound up being 30-10 Bills. The Bills blew out the Jets in week two. Here was Rex Ryan prior to the game on NFL Countdown with his prediction.
Give me two words for Bill Jets today.
Upset alert. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. The Bills can't hide from what we saw last week. They couldn't stop the run. They got absolutely gashed. Well, guess what? The Jets absolutely gashed the mighty Pittsburgh Steelers to the tune of about 200 yards, man. Justin Fields, you're right. What he brings to that offense, those zone reads, all that type of stuff. So you got the great rushing attack with Justin Fields. Oh, and by the way, Breece Hall, Breece Lightning. I mean, he's burning up the quarter mile. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Breece Lightning. Go Breece Lightning. Because he looks like the same guy he was when he came into the league. So, yes, this team was so impressive to me last week. The Jets were. All right? You're going against a team that absolutely stunk up the joint defensively, the Bills. So, I think not only are they a dog, they're a live dog.
30-10. It was 30-3 at one point. You got the numbers over there, Pope Zaza?
Yeah, Breece Hall averaged 2.9 yards per carry.
10 carries, 29 yards.
The Jets had 100 yards. The Jets had 100 yards rushing, but 70 of that came from quarterbacks.
Yes.
So, including Tyrod Taylor.
Yes.
So, I like his reasoning was made sense, and then he added some lanyap on it.
Those are the two Rex Ryan teams right there that he was the head coach for.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Rex Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, but no, not nearly.
Not as bad as Silver.
Especially for a prediction.
Yeah, yep, yep. All right, so next one up is a prediction from another ESPN personality. However, this was on the collegiate level. This was on College Game Day last week as they were doing the – predictions for all the games, and they go down the line and they get everybody's prediction on seemingly every game. And this was Kirk Herbstreit with a hey, keep an eye on this one for Oklahoma in Philly playing Temple.
Today's going to be one of those days in college football where you're reminded it's not just about X's and O's. It's about emotion. Oklahoma had a huge win against Michigan at home. They've got Auburn next week with Jackson Arnold, their former quarterback, coming into town. They play Temple today at Lincoln Financial at noon on ESPN2 and probably in front of 18,000. Today has all the makings of this. Third quarter score out of Lincoln Financial. Oklahoma, 17. Temple, 17. That's what it's going to be today.
Oh, okay. Final score, Oklahoma 42.
Yeah.
Temple 3.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit off.
I get him kind of in a low stakes, like, hey, this will get some social media hits here.
Yeah.
And if I
get it wrong, nobody's going to remember.
If I get this right, I'm going to look like a genius.
Take-a-mania does not. You can't slip things like that past Take-a-mania.
No, no.
And yet, it sounds like.
I'm disinclined to give Herbstreit anything positive or negative anymore. I'm just going to treat him like the bland personality. I can't. I just watch him trying to talk about pro football on the Thursday night football. I get agitated.
NFL Herbstreit is much more in your life than college Herbstreit.
He treats an NFL game like it's a college game.
Yeah.
Just kind of speaking in broad generalities without really breaking down some of the specifics or anything during the game.
I wonder if Amazon is getting that complaint from a lot of people about Herbstreit.
I don't know. I mean, people like Herbstreit.
Yeah, he's very
likable. I like him.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy him in that role.
Yeah. I'm curious.
And I'm not as big a college football guy as an NFL football guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're way more into like NFL Herbstreit.
I think it's probably for what Amazon's looking for. If maybe like they know that they've got a lot of people that really like or have Herbstreit as a main fixture in their life because they're college football fans.
Yeah. Boy, that's a hell of a schedule he's got to pull though, man.
Yeah.
Thursday games and then off to wherever game day is. But it sounds like you're Take-a-mania.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, you sent me this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to set this one up?
This is Nick Saban discussing Derrick Henry and the foresight that Nick Saban and his staff at Alabama had, where apparently nobody else in the world was thinking of Derrick Henry the way they were.
The amazing thing about this, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, so I won't mention any names, but you can go back and see who all was recruiting him. But nobody except us said you can play running back.
What?
Can you believe that?
So
they're talking about the guy being an outside backer. They're talking about being this and that. And I said, because he's tall, he's long, he doesn't fit the real, you know, sort of running back style that people look for. I said, hell, this guy's hard to tackle. He's fast. He's got a great stiff arm. I said, why can't he play running back? I don't care if he looks a little different than some of these other guys. So we said, I said, look, man, we're recruiting you as a running back. We do whatever you want to do.
Do you not believe him?
He had committed as a running back to University of Georgia already. When no, I don't believe him by one bit. I didn't know that.
Maybe in this particular
pool of teams or something, other teams weren't looking at him as a running back and didn't think he could play running back or whatever. I'm not buying any of this at all.
I'm not buying it one little bit.
Saban is classic college football. This is one thing you have to remember about college football coaches. All right. Some of them are the salt of the earth. They're awesome people. Some of them are not totally necessarily the guy that you would want to lead Sunday school or what have you. No, he's lying or he's intentionally misremembering it.
Saban would be that guy who owns a car dealership. He's like, I invented 0% over 48 months on a lease.
Yeah, I invented that. Yeah.
I invented that.
Yeah.
Okay, so does this beat Adam Silver?
We're going to have to, we're going to have a rundown at the end of here because I want to hear the next one first. This is going to be between Saban. One of these guys might beat Adam Silver, but I got to hear Mike Florio.
Okay,
first.
So this is almost like a three-way match now. We got a triple threat match between Silver, Saban, we've never done this before, and Mike Florio.
I am the only one that has been troubled by this from the moment it first happened. I've been talking about it. I've been shamed by media reporters for pointing out the obvious conflict of interest. I grew up at a time where conflict of interest mattered, where standards mattered, where certain things just weren't done. The idea that any person can be a broadcaster of NFL games and own a team, or any owner of a team can broadcast NFL games, should never happen. And I think what was refreshing about last night, and so much of it too, was the way he reacted when he looked up and saw that he was on screen. He did the, let's see if I can slide under the seat here. People are realizing now what it means. And it's so much more than being at the game in the catbird seat. You have access to the team. You have access to information. You are able to say, oh, you know what? When that guy becomes a free agent, we want him. You know what?
Do we have enough?
That's enough. I could have stopped after I am the only one that's been talking about this.
Oh, okay.
What? How is he possibly the only person that's been talking about this? And then questioning the journalistic integrity of others because the high and mighty clickbaiting Mike Florio is somehow the guardian of purity in football.
I want to make sure we got this set. What? Just play the beginning again, Ben. Yeah. What exactly did he say going going into this here?
I am the only one that has been troubled by this from the moment it first happened.
Okay, I've been talking about Tom Brady being in the booth and everything. Like, I don't read all that much pro football talk these days, yeah. And yet I read a lot of articles about the conflict of interest and all of that. Saban, I'm going to give a little bit of pass because who knows? Maybe Georgia had discussions with Derrick Henry about like, hey, you know, we'll see how it goes. And I don't know. Who knows what went on behind closed doors? Nicky Saban obviously has more insight into all of that. And maybe he's an old man. Maybe he doesn't remember it properly. Yeah. Florio. And especially because Florio was annoying me because I do have questions about allowing Tom Brady, minority owner and involved in the Raiders operation.
Ben, I feel a new champ.
I do have some, but because of Florio and his self-promotion in all of this and having to make every story about himself, it's making me want to change my opinion on Brady. Yes, he's the emphatic winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm Florio. The only one who's been talking about this or angered
from
about it or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mike Florio, new champ. You want me to put you in a good mood? We got Ocho and Shannon there. This was the champ for like 3 weeks. It just puts this. This is my favorite take of mania of all time.
This is him and Ocho Cinco discussing the fact that the Bucks cut Desmond Watson, the 450-pound defensive tackle
yes,
out of Florida.
This is great audio.
The Buccaneers waived Desmond Watson, the former Gator rookie listed at 449 pounds with the Bucks. Are the Bucks giving up with Big Dez too soon, Ocho?
I would like for him to allow him to play and see how he plays at the size he's at now. He played at that size at Florida, so I understand what you guys are trying to do for safety reasons, but it's how he played at Florida. So why draft him if you're not going to allow him to play the game of football? Why not let him finish out his childhood dream? Why even put him through the ringer like that?
He's 6'5".
Yeah. Big boy.
He only gonna get so small through diet and exercise. He's 6'5"? Yeah. You're not gonna get him to 350. Because if you get him to 350, he can't play football because you taking all his strength away.
Hold on. If he's how much Vita Vea weigh, huh?
Vita Vea probably 350.
So he's 365. Desmond Watson, what, 365?
450.
Oh
I don't know when that's not going to be funny.
I was like, no, because Ocho Cinco's thinking the same thing. I was thinking, it was like, why is Shannon harping on this 6'5" thing? Like, almost every player in the NFL who's 6'5" is less than 350 pounds, and he's acting like it's running the 4-minute mile or something.
I like when
no human can accomplish it.
I like when Shannon brings up through diet and nutrition.
How is a 450-pound human going to diet his way down?
He can only get so light through diet and nutrition.
Maybe 385. But
listen, Ocho.
350, he's going to be out there emaciated looking.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest audio.
His pants will be falling off his butt. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, football talk on sports.
I hope Desmond Watson is doing okay.
Emotionally or physiologically?
Yeah. Like if you're 450, if you're 450 at the age of 22 and a spot on an NFL roster can't motivate you, you got some issues.
You got issues. Well, the funniest thing in Florida was I think he wore like number 21.
Yeah.
So for people who didn't know who he was, they would put videos out of him like, that's the biggest running back I've ever seen because he had a running back number on.
Well, it's kind of, when you go back to Refrigerator Perry and you watch some of those old clips, you're like, oh, he's not actually all that big by modern NFL standards or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's big, but I don't know if he was 6'5". You know, he could get below 350 because he might have only been 6'3 or so.
Through diet and nutrition.
Football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus.
But why won't they let him live out his childhood dreams?
I know, it's a shame.
All those other guys they cut had never dreamed of being an NFL player. This guy had a dream to be an NFL player.
No, it's super mean by the Bucks.
It was really mean.
I really wish the Texans could have righted that wrong against the Bucks on Monday night. That would have been nice. For Desmond, do it for Desmond, Texans, and they didn't do it. They lost. Football talk on Sports Radio 610, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. It streams this weekend, the new season of Tulsa King, Sunday, September the 21st.
He's 6'5".
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Who's Stallone?
Not in real life. He looks like a taller guy on this show. They make him look. He's probably. I mean, he looks like he is in good shape.
He's in good shape. Life, he's like my height, though. He's.
I know he's really short. I'm saying, but the magic of Hollywood, Sean, is what I'm saying.
I get it. I
he doesn't look like he's your height on the show.
I just didn't know if you knew like how truly short he is.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
He's like really short. Okay. Up next. There was a juncture week two this time last year. CJ did something. CJ Stroud that had everybody talking around the NFL. Since that moment, the numbers, yikes. We will get to that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.